All right. So Sam Smith, to me, he has the most soulful voice I've heard in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
I got the deluxe album of The Lonely Hour.
Right.
And was ecstatic when I saw that you were on like the remix to Stay.
Yeah.
So that's why I actually started listening to Sam. And I'm glad that I did listen to Sam. So I'm glad like the album is full of Sam Smith, Disclosure, and all the other folks mm-hmm. that you went over there to work with in London.
Yeah. I mean, that's because they have it. London has it right now. London has that energy. There's so much amazing, like what people are throwing away over here. Oh, we don't hear soul music no more. We don't hear R&B no more. These people, these young kids are picking it up and studying it, and they're coming out like left and right, you know, doing what everybody's throwing away. And I appreciate what we did, and they always appreciate what we've done
mm-hmm.
for so long. And I appreciate that they appreciate what we are. So I rock with them.
Okay. Well, as a radio personality and as somebody that's been in this business and a fan of real good R&B music, I do sometimes get upset that I can't play a Mary J. Blige song, you know, like mm-hmm. a song that you're going to be dropping on the London sessions. Mm-hmm. Like you just said, you know, folks overseas in London, they will accept it before somebody else over here does.
Right.
Am I putting my foot in my mouth probably right now?
Yep.
Probably, yeah. You know what I mean? But why do you think that is? Why don't we appreciate real good music anymore, and everything has gotten so freaking commercial?
I think, this is what I think. I think a lot of people are afraid of feeling something because there's so much feeling. When you listen to anything that we used to listen to, even from the hip hop from back in the day, mm-hmm. you felt something, you learned something. It was depth. It was something amazing coming. You was inspired by it. So I think that's just what I'm thinking.
It doesn't have to be the right
thing.
Is
she putting her foot in her mouth?
Well, maybe. But yeah. I mean, yeah, the only thing I could think of that, or, you know, they look at us as old, you know, older artists and as younger people. And I mean, I'm sure that's some of it too, but that's cool, you know.
But I hate that. I have people that look at me now and are like, you know, well, this isn't your demo. You're out of your demo. And I'm like, well, what's my demo if I'm still relevant?
Hello, say right, but that's this is.
I was gonna
say something,
but don't. Yo, the London sessions, December 2nd. I mean, I just wanted to know because sometimes I feel the same freak away.
I'm just saying, like the kids are not listening to right now, like yeah. songs like right now.
No, they are. It's like okay. Do you know what I mean?
How about this? You have 19-year-olds that are loving the old. What they're going back and getting
the
albums.
Older, yeah.
They're even anything new. Like they love Sam Smith. Like Sam Smith is like Frank Sinatra, Otis Redding,
Sam
Cooke,
Marvin Gaye, like,
all
them folks in one.
And the kids love him.
Uh-huh.
So, you know. But well, it's cool. It's just what it is.